Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live professional angel card readings on transformationtalkradio.com so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Woohoo! Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Cindy Smith, AAP, and with me is my wonderful co-host, Sam Bell, also an AAP, which you're going to learn more about that later. You are listening to our very first episode and podcast of the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can on Transformational Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour and learn how the two skeptics started listening to their angel team and began their journey of angel empowerment. And because this is our first show, we would like to start with the basics and discuss our beliefs of what is a guardian angel and practical intuition. This is how the layout's going to work this evening. So the first 30 minutes, Sam and I are going to be sharing information with you. And then the last 30 minutes is when you can either ask questions or receive a live angel card reading from myself and Sam. So you will be able to call in on the number on the screen, 1-800-930-2819, and talk to our lovely producer, Lydia. And I will explain more, but on all platforms, you also have the chat that you would just have to type in reading. We would like your first name and your location. Okay, so this is the start. Every Monday, we will be here live with you, and at 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 Mountain, and 9 Eastern time. So we're looking forward to this. And my beautiful co-host, Sam, as I mentioned, we are, you know, we really wanted to start with how we started on this journey. And we both have career backgrounds as healthcare professionals who have moved from that place of only trusting the science to the realization that a holistic viewpoint is far more beneficial for ourselves and our clients. So, you know, Sam and I love to share this story and get used to us giggling and laughing throughout the show because that's who we are. Sam and I met, is it 7 years, Sam?
It's got to be longer than that.
So, you know, I always get her to share this story because if this is a true story of really going from skeptic to, oh my gosh, I can ask for divine assistance and learn a lot more around the spiritual realm. Sam, your turn.
Oh my goodness, I'm so excited. So I was trying to breathe and calm myself down a little bit. But my story, I was actually recovering from an acute brain injury at the time and facing the potential end of a nursing career. And I was training to become an integrative health coach. And in my class, there were these other students, and they're all talking about things called chakras and meditation. And I'm like, a little bit weird and out there, right? And anyway, they literally took me under their wings and they decided they needed to introduce me to the light worker way. So they took me to an expo. And when I entered into this room, you know, they all looked at me expectantly and like, what resonates? And I'm like, what? And they said, what resonates? And I'm thinking, what are these people talking about? And they said, well, what are you drawn to? And I remember looking around this room and I saw a lady's poster and she's there like this. And you're going to start giggling now. And I looked at it and I said, well, it's not the bloody angels, that's for sure. Anyway, long and the short of it, I actually won a ticket to International Angel Day. Now, what you don't know is I had made myself a promise before, you know, before winning this ticket. And that was that if a door of opportunity opened, I really needed to have the confidence to walk through it. If that was an opportunity, I need to take it. So I did. I told nobody where I was going on that Sunday morning. And I went into this room and I looked around. And I thought, well, they all look pretty normal people. And I sort of like sidled in and took a seat. And then the music started. And everybody started, they got up and they started cheering and they started high-fiving. And in the room comes Cindy. And I just remember standing there and thinking, oh, geez, this is a cult. Now, Cindy, I know that our audience would love to hear your story. How did your story begin?
Well, I have to, you know, in my world, and I'm going to just start by, you know, Sam's kind of downplaying it a little bit. So here she was coming to an expo and was determined that she wasn't going to have anything to do with the angel lady or the angels, but got talked into filling out a little slip as a giveaway. And she ended up winning a ticket to the Inspirational Angel Day that I host every year. So we call that no coincidence. We call that divinely guided. Okay. So things happen, you know, we get those synchronistic events. So, you know, if we think 7 years later, 8 years or nine, here Sam and I are co-hosting an angel empowerment show together. So this is our world, how things line up. I have a story to definitely share. If you would have said, well, I'll start in the beginning. And anybody that knows me, if, you know, how did Cindy go from being a counselor, a drug and alcohol counselor, running a business with her husband at the time, you know, mother, all of that, to all of a sudden she was doing angel empowerment. So this is how it happened. My mom bought a book, Daily Guidance with the Angels, and she loved this book. Mm-hmm. And somewhere along the line, somebody said, did you know that you could buy an angel oracle deck? And I, at that time, I'd only heard of tarot decks. I'd never even knew there was such a thing as an angel deck. So off I went to our local bookstore in Powell River, BC, because that's where I was living at the time. All my friends out Powell River sending you love. And went in to the store. I asked where the spiritual section was. And there, at that time, this is back in the summer of 2007. Okay, so think summer 2007. Now, if you go into a bookstore, you're going to see 50 plus or even more of decks. Decks are huge now. But anyways, here I was in this little bit bookstore. I found the angel decks. I picked up an angel deck. Well, this is mine, but I picked up an angel deck. And when I picked it up, I heard what I referred to as a booming voice and literally changed tone. And it sounded like it was coming through a microphone. When I picked the deck up, I heard, those are for you, in a real deep male voice. Now, if only I was being recorded, because I'm a counselor. I come from the mental health world. And I just heard a voice. And what was going through my mind, I can honestly tell you, I thought Candid Camera had come to Powell River and was filming me as a joke, because that's how loud and how clear it was. And I walked around the store. Nobody jumped out and said, hey, we gotcha. No, there was no cameras. There was no nothing. I went back to where I'd left that deck on the shelf, went back, picked up another deck. Nothing happened. Picked up the same deck. And it was called Healing with the Angels. And picked it up, and I heard again, "Those are for you," in that male, big, strong voice. So I'm thinking, and you know, I laugh about it now, but you, if just think about what was going through my mind, because you know, I was working full time, running a business and two younger children. And I'm thinking that I'm going on stress leave. Like literally at that time when I was thinking, I got to go on stress leave. I am hearing voices. So, right, Sam, I'm sure it would have crossed your mind if you heard a booming voice like that. So what I did though, is I did buy the deck. I bought another one for my mom. It took me 2 weeks to have the courage to open that deck, because what I call that divine intuition or that intuitive self, I knew, even though it was just a deck of cards, even though it was just an oracle deck of cards, I knew something big was going to happen. And I was a little freaked out, I must say. So, and I know one of the, in 2 weeks from now, our one of the co-hosts, Deb, we're going to be, our show is going to be talking about moving out of fear, because that's what I had to do to take the courage to even open the deck. And here we are. So I started to explore this whole concept of the angel world, because my old belief system was that to communicate with angels, you had to be at church, or there had to be a doctrine involved with it. And if, as you will learn over our time together on this Angel Empowerment Show, I moved through that very quickly to understand that angels are with us all, no matter what our beliefs are. So, you know, Sam and I, that's what we're going to really be talking about, the basics. So here we are. Sam, who was saying, never am I going to an angel thing, and thinking that, what did she get herself into? Because I always start my events with music. And here we are now getting to share and do angel card messages. And this is what we love to do. We really love to share what we know. And if there's one or two things you hear that goes, oh, that makes sense, or oh, that's what that is, or oh my gosh, I can do the same thing as they can. That's what we're really about, is empowering people. So Sam, anything else you want to share before we start talking about the guardian angels?
Well, all I can say is that, you know, anybody who's in the same place as you and me were, you know, and are listening to this show now, be brave. If an opportunity, which could just be listening to this radio show, has come across you've got to have the courage, you know, and like you say about fear, you know, overcome that fear, but just go for it. You know, it's happened for a reason. You've seen it on our Facebook pages. You've seen it on Transformation Talk Radio, you know, being advertised, and something has made you come here today and listen. So I'm excited for anybody else who's starting their journey with us.
Yes, me too.
I know.
And can you just, because, you know, I know what I'm like. I'm going to get going into this and I'm going to forget some of the basic things about. So Sam, you are going to be with me several times on our show moving forward, but how do people get a hold of you, Sam?
Okay, so it's very simple. I'm Sam Bell, that's B-E-L-L, Sam Bell Inspired. So you can just, at Sam Bell Inspired is my handle for all of my social media. SamBellInspired.com is my website. And you can even email at Sam@SamBellInspired.com.
Awesome. Simple. Yes. And, okay, let's talk guardian angels, because I said, there's a reason we went from the skeptics to the believers. And I've said to my team, and you'll get used to me, I say team. And what I mean by that is my guardian angel team. I say to my team often, I need no more proof, because so many amazing things happen, and messages that I receive and guidance through synchronistic events and all that happens in my world. Sometimes I just go, wow, you team, you know, I need no more proof that all of this is amazing. And I refer to it as being intuitive and tapped in. So we want to share the basis about guardian angels. Now, also, and I remind, you know, as a teacher and a mentor, I remind people all the time, take what fits. So when myself and my co-hosts are sharing our beliefs around angels and what works for us, take what really fits for you and then leave the rest of the door. I always say this, this isn't Sam and I on here saying that you all have to believe what we believe to be empowered. We're just giving some tools of what you can use to empower self. Okay. So take what resonates, just like Sam said, when she walked into the door and they go, what do you mean? What resonates?
What resonates?
What feels right for you? Mm-hmm. What do you know to be your own truth? Okay. So here it is, guardian angels. This is my concept. I believe everybody has guardian angels. And again, whether they believe in divine, I believe everybody is born with at least one guardian angel. Most of us are born with two. What does that mean? That means that a guardian angel is pure white light that is a gift from Creator, God, whatever your belief system is. The great thing about guardian angels is that they've never been in life form. So everybody, this is the key. They've never been in life form. So what that means is they're just pure love and light, and they're ours. They're ours. They're guardian angels. Guardian angels stay with us 24/7. They never leave us, okay? So it isn't a spirit guide or it isn't a guardian spirit. The guardian angels are pure love and light, no ego, none. So all they know is divine truth, divine empowerment, support, courage, love and light, all those positive things. That's what our guardian angels know. I always say, I like to define them as they're a piece of my personality. And because I have four guardian angels, and one, I was born with two and I acquired two. So what I call it by acquiring is that Creator decided at whatever moment in time I was to be gifted with another guardian angel. So I have four guardian angels in my team. Okay. And they're my divine intuition. Okay. So when I talk about intuitive self, guardian intuition, anything to do with intuition, I have my core intuition, which is connected to my divine. So Sam, when you think guardian angels, what comes up for you?
For me, just like you say, they're a part of me. I have two, and I know that they're with me all the time. And sometimes they're with me more than at other times. So I ask them daily for help with anything. And sometimes if there's decisions that I need to make, or maybe I need a little loving nudge, one is really quite firm, almost like a masculine energy. And, you know, but she really sort of like, you know, pushes me in that right direction. I can feel that sort of that intuition, like you say, that feeling that, yes, this is something that feels good, or it will be something that I don't have that feeling, so I'm not so sure about it. The other time is, and this is my other guardian angel, sometimes when I'm on my own and I'm feeling sad about something and I'm thinking about things, it's almost like I can feel that hug. There's that comfort that it's okay. I can hear the voice in my head saying, it's okay, you're all right, we've got you. And since I've let them into my life, it's made such a big difference. I'm never really alone. And as I say, it's that that voice. Sometimes you hear, and this was something that you taught me, Cindy, you know, it's my voice I can hear. And I was thinking, well, that's me then, but it actually isn't. I hear them as my voice, but it's the feeling that I get with that voice that makes me realize, ah, my team's here. They've got my back. They're nudging me, or, you know, they're warning me. And yeah, it's just such a big comfort.
And, you know, I think what was the big aha moment when I really started to ask, and because that's the key, everybody, yeah. You're going to hear from all of us. Anytime I have somebody on the show that when talking about angels, they're going to say, if you want assistance, you must ask. But the thing is, I was 44 years old when all of that happened in that store that day. Now, just because all of that happened at age 44 doesn't mean that I wasn't in communication with my angels. It's just that I had no clue to even call them a guardian angel, or that I had this, you know, I knew I understood that there was more to the physical. Mm-hmm. But all of a sudden, I could put a name to it. I could put a name to this energy, this sometimes when I knew I was getting that guidance. So when we, even though we'll have our aha moments and we really truly start to ask and we're, you know, doing what we do with this angel empowerment, they've been with you since birth. So whether you realized it or not, you've been asking. Right? Like all we have to do is think, oh, I sure could get some help with this. Or if you actively pray, I think of our guardian angels as God's messengers. And that when we do pray, ask, meditate, ask in a certain way, it's like giving permission for your angels to step in. Okay. So that is the actual term of the word angel, messengers of God. You're just starting to learn the basics with us tonight, and I could go on and on and on. We will, you know, I'll spend shows with my beautiful, wonderful co-hosts that are all angel empowerment practitioners, that we will get into clairsenses, different ways for also, you know, how we do what we do. Okay. But tonight was the basics, and we, you know, are along with our angel team, we have archangels that also are with us, what I say is permanently, and we will in future shows. Sam and I plan on the 1st of August. Yes, I think it's the 1st of August. She probably doesn't even know that yet.
I was gonna say, I don't know this. Okay, I trust.
We will be talking about Archangel Raphael the healer and how he has really guided us to do what we do in also in the healing world. But so let's talk about angel empowerment. You know how I said, you know, you're going to hear Sam as an AAP. Well, I'm an AAP, but I actually founded Angel Empowerment Practitioner and started teaching, oh my gosh, 2009, I started teaching Angel Empowerment Practitioner. So what AEP means is that Angel Empowerment Practitioners, I teach people how to do what I do. And that's just kind of what I, and so many people over the years have taken the AEP, first of all, because they really wanted to learn how to trust in that intuitive and get connected to their divine team. And then there are people that want to enhance their spiritual business that they've already got going. Or there's like Sam, myself, Deb and Nola, who were out there actively light workers working with people to assist in whatever is our life purpose. So you will over the months learn more from AEPs for sure on this show, because it's what I do. It's how I'm big about angel empowerment. Sam, if, you know, we're already getting up to where we're, like, look at how time the time's going. Here we're thinking, oh, we're going to have enough info to be able to talk.
We can talk.
We can talk. When you think back to your first AEP class, do you even remember when that was?
I'm not 100% sure, no. But I know that after I got over the shock of, you know, the cult, I actually signed up there and then to do my angel empowerment practitioner. And I remember that once I'd sat down and sort of taken a few breaths and collected myself and realized that, you know, everybody was pretty normal around me, I started to listen to what you were saying from the stage. And so much of it struck a chord. Now I know I can say it resonated, but it really struck a chord with me. It made complete sense. And I've always hated being put into a box, you know, whether it be organized religion or whether it be an English person or, you know, I've never really liked just to be put into a box. And as I was listening to you, I realized that this could be any belief system. It really doesn't matter whether it's angels or goddesses or God, creator. It really didn't matter. It just made complete sense. And for the first time in my life, I really felt like I was a part of a non-judgmental and a safe space where I could grow. And as the shows evolve, you'll understand how important that is for me, in my growth and my development personally. I now have angel empowerment tools in my own toolbox. They not only help me, but they help my patients, they help my clients. That's what I remember from, you know, the reason why I wanted to become an angel empowerment practitioner. And when I sat in that class, Cindy, I remember I was literally hanging onto every single word. I just wanted to learn as much as I could. And every time it just built upon and I could feel myself growing. It really is. It's empowerment. So
love it.
Mm-hmm.
Can you believe we're already at our first break? So we have, even though it doesn't feel like we've shared as much as I wanted to, but we have given you some info to ponder. We're going on a quick break, and when we return, I'm going to be sharing with you about the Angel Oracle decks that we'll be using, but we will be doing live readings. So please call in to the number 1-800-930-2819, and our beautiful producer will connect you directly with Sam and I. All we will need is your name and your location. Okay, so we'll be right back. And we're having our first break.
See you soon.
Tune into the Dr. Diane Show, where we explore revolutionary expansion of mind, body, and soul every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. I bring over 20 years of expertise as a mindset warrior, perspective shifter, and unshakable optimist dedicated to helping you reach your wildest dreams in business, health, performance, and relationships. Join the discussion on the show. Learn more about me, Dr. Diane, and receive a free digital copy of my magazine at naturalnutmeg.com.
While standing in line to pay for lunch, I heard a young man say to the lady next to him, "It's okay, I'll pay for you." I assume they were together, but in the ensuing conversation, it became clear that they didn't know each other. The young man said, "I try to do something for someone else every day. Today, you're it." He smiled. So did the lady. So did I. So did everyone who heard. This is a great example of Mahatmyam, having a great soul. This greatness of soul is infectious. It spreads. That young man's action delighted everyone there. That lady has a story to share with her friends and family. I'm now sharing it with you. Random acts of kindness are incredibly powerful. It's the power of a great soul. Mahatmyam. Join me, Sarah Main, on Damayanti, The Show for Your Soul, where we discover this greatness together. And check out my website, damayanti.store.
Do you feel like love is just taking you for a ride? If you struggle to find yourself in a fulfilling romantic relationship, join me, Love Coach Mariah, in my show, Becoming Secure in Love, from push and pull to peace of mind, every second and fourth Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Discover the joy of being loved as your true, authentic self. Visit LoveCoachMariah.com for more. That's LoveCoachMariah.com.
We are back on the Angel Empowerment Show with Sam and I. And we are looking forward to pull some angel cards. We have some people that have called in, and we also have some people on the chat. But first, before we get started with that, because this is the first time that we will be pulling cards, I wanted to talk about the decks. Okay, so there are two decks that we will be using. Okay, Sam's got the Relationship Inspiration deck, and I'm going to be using the Inspire Change and Healing deck. Now, both these decks I have created with my cousin, Jennifer Mueller, and I was guided to create an Oracle deck. I can't even remember, you know, how long ago this was, but how these decks are set up, and I'll just let the camera adjust to that. There's a theme with each deck, and then there's an archangel message, a crystal message, an action step, and then an affirmation. So tons of info on one card. But what we will do between Sam and I is we'll take turns pulling cards for you, and I'm usually guided what message is it, the archangel message or the crystal message. So what I mean by that is when my cousin and I sat down to put together this deck, she is what I call the crystal expert, okay? And we'd take a theme. So like this one that I showed on film, it's called Trust in Your Divine Knowing. So we take a theme. Then I would ask which archangel wanted to represent that theme, and then I would channel a message. Then Jen would decide what crystal was to work with trust and divine knowing, and then she would channel a message from the crystal. What? How cool is that, right? Put a crystal in and channel. Then we, because we're all about empowering, again, it's everything about empowering, we created action steps and then affirmations. And so we will tell you what we're getting also besides, you know, whatever message we want to get from the card. So you're going to receive info, but this is how it works. When Lydia says you have a name and a location and lets us know, what that does is you've given permission by calling in or putting your name, if we talk to you direct or put your name, you've given permission for our guardian angel team to connect with yours. And it makes no difference where you are in the world. Once you have given that permission, our angels are communicating with your angels, and that is how the messages come through. So we use our clairsenses, you know, just as both, you know, Sam already referred to the fact, you know, it's the feelings, mm-hmm. we get thoughts, we get visions, we have the knowing, and then we also have the cards as a tool. Okay, so think of these cards as a connective tool. Okay, did I make anything you want to add to that, Sam? Did I make sense about it?
Totally makes sense. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, don't worry. We're all good. Just dawned on me, though, when you were saying that, can you believe that you were in that card store, that bookstore, and you're choosing an Oracle deck, And that all these years later, you would actually have created your own.
Yeah, sometimes.
Right?
I know.
Like, wow.
Yeah. And that's, you know, really being totally guided.
Mm-hmm.
Even when I was unaware, I was being guided.
Mm-hmm.
To show up at that store, to pick up that deck, to yeah. hear the voice. And mm-hmm. and it completely, I did the whoop.
Yeah, I'm getting all those angel bumps now, all those little feels. Yeah,
you know, and I love hearing from other people of, you know, think that they've got, you know, they've chosen their life path, they're happy, they're carrying on, they're doing it. And then all of a sudden something happens in the world to go, wait, there's a mm-hmm. little more that I want to do.
Yeah.
So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So let's go for it. Lydia, let's get started.
All right. So the first person that we've got on the phone over here is Susan. Susan from Calgary. Susan,
okay.
Can you hear us over here?
We're not able to hear her yet.
I'm not sure if she can hear us.
Okay, so we have a name.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yes. There we go.
All right, Susan, you're
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Can you hear me?
We can Excellent. Hear you, Susan.
Okay, Susan.
Wonderful.
Can we pull a card for you?
Yes, please.
Okay, so Sam, I'm going to pull a card for Susan. You'll just, and I'll let you pull for the next. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. So for Susan, here we go. Let's see what the, and you're from Calgary and, oh, so you have the Stop Overwhelm card. And it's Archangel Michael. So I'm going to read the message and then we'll give you some extra also, Susan. But it's Archangel Michael. It says, my child, you have control of this moment in your now. Overwhelm is an experience outside of now, which causes a sense of out of control. Ask to change the experience, which changes your state of being, and become aware of now. The crystal is lepidolite. So you know, it's interesting, Susan, the other thing that I get, and I'll let Sam add to this, I'm hearing give yourself more space. That it's something about overwhelm can also be from lack of space. That's what I'm hearing. Okay, Susan, give yourself more space. Do you have a sacred space that you set up in your home?
Not really, no.
So something about more space. But I'll let Sam add for you too, Sam. Go for it. Mm-hmm. Whatever else you get.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cindy.
I'm getting, how often do you get outside? How often do you get outdoors?
I spend about 10 minutes each day outside.
Okay. Expand upon that. You know, really take that time to get outside, get out into nature, feel connected, and really taking those breaths, all right? And really, you know, taking that time for you to connect to you. You're busy doing lots of things
okay.
for other people. You're on that hamster wheel. It's time to get off, all right? And that will stop that overwhelm. Give yourself that space and give yourself that time as well. That makes
Thank
sense.
Thank you, ladies.
You're
it
very
does.
Welcome.
Thank you so much.
Hey, Susan, you were the first caller on our first show of the Angel Empowerment Show. So thank you so much
Thank
for calling
you.
In.
Blessings, ladies.
Thank you.
All right, are you wanting to take another?
Yes,
yeah.
please.
Yes, please.
Right. So on line two, we have Bev, who is also from Calgary.
Okay.
All right, Bev, can you hear us over here?
Oh, there's a dog.
There's a dog.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Bev.
Bev. I'm going to, Sam is going to pull a card for you, okay?
Sounds good. I didn't hear any of your show. I've been on hold for a long time, but it wasn't coming through. So I'm flying in the dark right now based on...
You're here with us, so that's the main thing.
Thank you for being so patient.
Yes.
You're the second caller. We're doing live readings, and you will be able to watch the archive of the show, okay?
I'm giggling here.
Oh, okay. You're giggling. Oh, my God.
It's worth the wait, card.
Worth the wait, of course. That makes perfect sense.
Isn't that perfect sense? Worth the wait.
You see, I've been doing this for a while, but they always surprise me. All right. So, yep, worth the wait. And this is Archangel Sandalphon. He says, my child, trust that we, the divine, have heard your requests or prayers concerning your current or future relationships. Now is the time for patience, as all you desire will be presented to you. When your current or new partner vibration is ready to match yours, divine timing initiates all you desire. Yes, future experiences with your love match are worth waiting for. Now remember, these relationship cards, it can be your romantic partner, it can be a friend, it could be anybody, but basically patience. And what I'm feeling here is there might be some impatience in that you're wanting things to be happening now, and you're wanting you're wanting more, and the team are just saying it's okay, wait, it's all being taken care of and it's coming to you. All right, I don't know if you've maybe been working towards something, or if you feel like something is never happening and never will happen, but it's that patience piece. And it is, you know, it is waiting. Apart from waiting to get online here, it's that patience, you know, for that waiting in that relationship. Cindy, are you getting anything?
Yes, I get, just, Bev, think change, okay? Mm. The phrase that I'm hearing from your angel team is, whatever change that you would like to experience in relationship, it is happening. Even if sometimes you feel like it isn't, but it is. So just really be open to some change, okay? Because it's around the corner, change. But it's positive, so please really never drop into fear when the angels are saying you've got some change coming around the corner. It's positive. Okay?
So I understand you're telling me that patience and to wait. Do you have, like, how long I have to wait? Because the thing I'm waiting to kind of, it's been almost 5 years. So I think I've done the patience thing, if that's the right thing that I'm talking.
I'm like, sorry, I'm kind of done. I'm not meaning to laugh, but yeah, you've done it. so when you think worth the wait, just think of that phrase in itself. That means you've been patient. Now it's going to happen. Okay. It was worth the wait. Okay. So just let it happen.
And the other thing I'm getting is this, the idea that waiting is, it's not a vastness. It's not an emptiness. There's actually things that are happening that are of value in that waiting period. Things are evolving. It's not just this empty space, that waiting period. And sometimes as human beings, we feel it is. But things are happening behind the scenes. Your angel team have got you. And just trust that it's happening for you.
And it's worth good. It.
Mm-hmm.
Your patience is worth it. Okay? Yeah. So thank you for having the patience to join us. And thank you for being the second caller in our first live show.
Thanks, Bev.
Thank you. Thanks, Sam.
All right. So we've got a couple of new callers in, but we do have a bunch of people who entered in the chat. Would you like to go for the callers or the chatters?
Let's do a couple from the chat, right, and then we'll see if we can get in.
Yeah. So the first one we had in the chat was Rhonda from Saskatoon.
Rhonda. Yes. Let's Rhonda. I'm going to pull a card for you. Rhonda in Saskatoon. You have the Harmony with Others card. Okay. And it is the, I'm going to read the message because it's Spirit Quartz, one of my favorite crystals. But here's the message. Ask for assistance to resolve conflict as my vibration encourages community, harmony, and integration of all parts for the highest good of all involved. As you're going into summer, really think of this summer for you as community, okay? I really get a community expansion. It's all about community this summer. So that means new people, more people. You're gonna have a great summer, Rhonda, okay? Sam, do you want to add anything to that?
Just as you were speaking, I just heard opportunities.
Opportunities.
Beautiful. So seize awesome. Those opportunities. Look for them. They're there.
Awesome. Thank you, Rhonda. Lydia's another person in our chat.
All right. We've got Cindy from Calgary.
Cindy from Calgary. Sam, you get to pull a card for another beautiful Cindy.
I am.
In Calgary.
Okay. So I've got the no card.
Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. So I'll read the message. My child, you are attracting vibration, which is guiding your path to experience difficulty or struggle within or around you. Trust the vibration of no. You are safe to say no. Now, this is one of the biggest lessons that I ever learned. And, you know, that being given the permission to say no is huge. And your team are telling you that you are safe to say no. I wonder, is there something that maybe you're worried about saying no to or refusing? Cindy, can you maybe?
Well, I think, Sam, you've said very similar to what I was getting also, that Cindy, being able to say no once in a while actually brings empowerment for you.
Yeah.
And I'm sure many of our listeners and viewers, we can, especially if, you know, we're people pleasers. So I really get, it's that be empowered to say no when you need to say no. And I get that you, Cindy, understands, Sam. So that was, her angel team are happy that you pulled that card for her. Okay, so thank you so much, Cindy, for joining us on our first live empowerment show. How about, Lydia, we take a caller.
All right. So our caller here is Joanne from Saskatoon.
Okay.
Joanne, can you connect her?
Yes.
Joanne, can you hear us?
Okay. Hello.
Hello.
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hello. Okay. Hi, Sandy. Hi, Sam.
Hi.
Hello. My turn to get a card for you.
Okay. There's a computer. Can you still hear? I shut my computer off because I was hearing everything delayed. Okay. I'm on my phone now.
Okay. So you have with the deck, you got the physical vitality card, Joanne. Okay. And I'm going to, Red Jasper is jumping out because it's Archangel Uriel, and also Red Jasper, but I'm going to read the message from Red Jasper for you. I am a connection to the pulse, heartbeat, and strength of Mother Earth, chi or life force. I help stabilize energy and increase physical strength and vitality. The essence of reaching deep down and gathering strength to push forward. I'm really, the strong message around this, I don't know if you have Red Jasper. Joanne, do you have Red Jasper?
Yeah, I've got something, yeah.
Okay, so right now they're really wanting to give you a real strength with this crystal. It's really something about assisting you to be stable right now, grounded. It's going to, by really being connected to Mother Earth, is going to increase your stamina, increase your physical vitality. I really get a strong connection with this Red Jasper. Okay. Sam, okay. Anything else you get for Joanne?
Just that needing to ground, and again, outside, get into nature. It's the summer. I think we all need that.
Yes. Thank you so much, Joanne, for calling in.
Okay, thank you very much, both of you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Have we got time for somebody else?
Do we have time?
Well, I know we have time, but...
probably another one.
Thank you, Lydia.
All right, do you want someone from the chat or someone on the phone?
Let's honor the chat also. There was a few on the chat, right? So,
yes, the next one we've got is Steph from Calgary, and I think Steph was in the chat multiple times asking for a reading.
Okay. All right. we will give one to Steph. That will be Sam's turn to pull a card for you, Steph.
Ooh, another beautiful card here. This is, I don't know, thoughts create outcomes. Thoughts create outcomes. This is a gentle reminder that all thoughts are created within you and sent out to be heard in universal vibration. We, the divine, ask you to be more aware of all you are creating through thoughts and thought patterns. This is another beautiful, beautiful card and a reminder, a gentle reminder. Be sure that you're thinking and creating in your thoughts what you really desire. It's manifestation at its finest. Cindy?
Yes, and what a great card to wind up the show with. Because the angels are telling me that Steph understands this. She understands the power of thought and how important it is for her. The other message that I'm getting for you, Steph, around this is really be clear to stop overriding those divine thoughts. Okay. There's something about, there are times it's just really enhance your ability to trust that when it is a thought, when you've asked, it is actually a divine thought that's coming through. So there's something about overriding, some thoughts that you think that is your own ego sometimes. So really trust in divine thoughts is what I'm also getting for you, Steph. So thank you very much for calling or being impatient with the chat and making sure. So this went by way faster than I thought it was going to, right, Sam?
I know. It's like, what? I'm not ready to be over yet.
So, Lydia, so that was the sixth card we pulled. Give me, who would be the next person online on the phone?
On the phone, the first person was Christina and her husband, Dana, from Georgia.
Okay. So could you, because we ran out of time, I'm asking Christina to email me, cindy@cindysmithaap.com, because I'm going to gift you a reading. Okay. I wanted to gift a 30-minute reading tonight on our eighth caller, but of course we didn't have time to get to the eighth caller. So I'm going to gift you a reading. So please email me. We will now know that we've kind of got to go a little faster to get to more people. And because we will be back next week with Nola Peacock. So we are getting close, right?
That's another minute or so.
Okay, so I want to thank Sam, okay, and for sharing her story. And we both want to thank all of you for tuning in to the Angel Empowerment Show with myself and Sam on Transformational Talk Radio. Sam, we mentioned how people are going to contact you. We definitely had fun. I look forward to doing many more shows with you. So please join us every Monday at 7 p.m. Mountain Standard Time, as I said, and 6 p.m. Pacific. Okay. And next week, I will be joined by my co-host, Nola Peacock, and our topic is trusting your inner guidance, that intuition we talked about. So, and please, I never said, please go to my website, cindysmithaap.com. And subscribe to my newsletter, because I do monthly guardian archangel messages. And I have a new world peace meditation that I guided to gift to everybody. So please go to my website, cindysmithaap.com. And thank you so much for joining us tonight. Right, Sam?
Yeah, thank you. And don't forget, send Cindy an email, Christina.
Yes.
Thank you, everybody. This has been amazing.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show, from I Can't to I Can, with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to cindysmithaep.com. That's cindysmithaep.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.